Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
God bless you all tonight. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. Prophet Slam Dupree. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight for tuning in with us. Amen. And we are here with Brother Aaron once again. And man, from last week, we were talking about Men of Valor. And we're going to kind of go right on to it. And we thank God for each and every one tuning in. And so as we begin, we're going to start with a word of prayer. We're going to jump right on into things. God bless you all. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you right now for your opportunity that you've given us to be here once again. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the grace, your mercy, Lord God, for allowing us and just keeping us safe in Jesus' name that even brought us this far. And we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for even giving us your wisdom, even for direction and truth in Jesus' name that we can live by and build by and become in Jesus' name who you've called us to be in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, and thank you for our brother Chevrolet tonight. We thank you for with him being here with us in Jesus' name. We also thank you right now for what you're about to release through us, Lord God, to your people, Lord God, your wonderful people in Jesus' name. So, Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory for your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Excuse me, amen.
Amen, amen.
We thank you, Lord. Amen. So, once again, welcome to you all to being here, for being here tonight with us. And we have Brother Aaron Shackelford, right? Shackelford? Shackelford?
I want to make sure that's correct. It's Shackelford, but that's good.
Shackelford.
Amen.
Okay. Shackelford. Okay, man. I don't want to butcher it up, jack it up, or, you know, any kind of slice it up. Shackelford. Amen. So, amen. But we thank God for you being here with us tonight. And last week, we started to talk on Men of Valor. And once again, that word of valor means, it means courage or brave, having courage or being brave. Strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. So when we think of a man of valor, we think of a man who is someone who is not easily swayed, who once their heart and their mind is made up, they're pretty much, you know, it will be said, they're going to be firm, they're going to be an example for others to follow. They're a leader. They're one who not afraid to deal with opposition or what's the word I'm looking for? Confrontation. Amen. Sometimes people, you know, men try to avoid confrontation because, you know, the thing of, you know, they want to have everything in peace, but sometimes there's a need for confrontation. And being brave and being courageous, you know, for instance, you know, matter of fact, some of us may have experienced this when we were younger in school. We see people who always get picked on. Certain people always get picked on, and next thing you know, they need some of those. Sometimes those people will have a voice for themselves, but then sometimes God will give a voice to you to speak up for them. You know, and that's the awesome thing with a man of valor too, to where God can use them to be an instrument or be a help to someone else as well. But from the biblical standpoint, we as we look at quite a few verses, which talks about men of valor. We you know, there's a lot of different choices that we can choose, look at, but we can definitely see that these men of valor are people who God could trust to get some things done, to uphold a standard of servanthood, being a man, being an example. And we will look at, let's see, I think it was, matter of fact, I like this one. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a man of valor, but he was a leper." You know, just on that example there by itself shows a good picture of the servant. This man, he's a servant, you know, a servant of the king. Then he also was a great man with his master. So he has a good rapport with his leader, and then he's honorable. And because by him the Lord had given deliverance, so he also the Lord is that shows too the Lord is with him, and even in battle, you know. And then he was also a mighty man of valor, amen. So once truly he was a man of courage and brave, you know, one who knew how to stand up and be the example he needed to be when it was time to be. Of course, you know, there's other things that happened along with him along the way there. But just kind of give you an oversight of what we're looking at. And once again, so this shows, too, that he is he has strength of mind and spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness. So I'm pretty sure there was times that he faced battles and he was against opposition to where he had to be strong, not only for himself but also for others who follow and are working along with him. And this also says personal bravery. You know, there's challenges that we face even as men that is not easy, and it can come from all kinds of different directions. But the fact of the matter is, we have to face them. We may not want to deal with it. You know, we may try to put it off, but sometimes we will have to just go ahead and just deal with it. You know, and just being brave is just, it's not always convenient, but it's necessary. And so when we look at a picture of a man of valor, it really has been, it's really something to see. For anyone who need to call in, who have any questions or prayer, you can comments, Christian comments of prayer. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. And so, Brother Aaron, would you go ahead and give us a little feedback on what we've talked about so far? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Being a man of valor is, like you said, it's not always convenient. Sometimes you have to be willing to stand alone. You have to be brave enough to stand alone, because sometimes you can't find others to stand with you. But as long as you're standing on what you know in your heart to be right, amen, to be strong enough to be able to do such, you know, reminds me of a poem that I used to perform back in the day during Black History programs. And, you know, so it's the poem is just an ethnic poem, but it's a poem to men. Now, if it's all right with Apostle and everyone else online, I'd like to share that poem with you.
Sure.
Okay. The name of the poem is called "Be a Man, Born to Be a Man" by Kenneth Dakin. And it goes, "Don't make excuses for who you are. Ain't got a job, money, or car. Yo, situation ain't up to par. Just remember, in the eyes of God, you a shining star. Be a man, boy, be a man. Lack of material things don't crown a king, but it's a lack of knowledge. Know what I mean? If you knew your history, your life would not be a mystery. Be a man, boy, be a man. Why do you sit around watching the soaps, living in a dream world of high hopes? You were put here for a purpose, not to live your life in a three-ring circus. Be a man, boy, be a man. I can understand you blowing off steam, cause a force expand your self-esteem. But be a man, boy, be a man. There ain't nobody else like you on this earth. So why don't you put some meaning to your birth? Be a man, boy, be a man. I know you like to dance to the beat, but don't go acting like a dog in heat, chasing dresses and tight jeans. You make a baby, then you gotta go. Why don't you stick around and help him develop and grow? Be a man, boy, be a man. You sit and brag about the size of your brain, but you fail to mention it's filled with cocaine. Don't you know you still wearing chains? Be a man, boy, be a man. Your idea of having a good time is getting high and drinking wine. Is that why you always think it's party time? Be a man, boy, be a man. God gave man the power to choose, so it's up to you to win or lose. Be a man. Make your stand. Plan your work and work your plan. Be a man, boy, be a man, because there ain't nobody else like you on this earth. So why don't you put some meaning to your birth? To your birth, to your birth. Be a man, boy. Be a man. Amen. That's the end of the poem.
I like that. I like that. Amen. Be a man, boy. Be a man.
Yeah. But, you know, being a man ain't like anything else, you know.
Right.
Being a woman ain't like anything else. You know, in the movie Spider-Man, the first one, Peter Parker's uncle tells him, he say, you know, with power becomes a great responsibility. With great power comes a great responsibility. And being a man, you know, with the choices that we make, you know, comes an even greater responsibility, because you have to have that wisdom, that knowledge and that courage to take on the responsibility of this power that you've been given. Now, with this power we've been given, we got the power of having a voice to speak out against the things that don't agree with the word of God, that don't agree with our spirit, you know, to stand up and you know, in honor and value. Notice what Apostle was saying about Naaman. He said he was an honorable man, not that he was a prideful man, that he was a man of pride, because we know pride go before destruction and the heart of spirit before fall. So that's why God always tells us, you know, he tells us, and he strongly reminds us to be honorable. You know, God never said take pride in your parents. He says honor thy father and thy mother, that your days will be longer. And so to have that honor is totally different than pride. Pride is being selfishness. But to honor is like what we do with our apostle and our prophets that be online. We honor them. And to honor someone is to give a real love. And that's all about that's about having valor as well. Standing on a value, on a system that you know that maybe the rest of the world don't agree with, but what goes in your heart, you're strong enough and you're wise enough and you're brave enough to stand on what it is that God has put here for us to stand on. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, truly, that's why God, when he, you know, it goes back to the beginning as well. Let me point this point out. Let's go to, if we look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our own, in our image. See, when he made man, it was not to, you know, it was not just to be someone who would be passive and just to exist. He made man with a purpose. There was a purpose for him making man. You know, and now this is because we kind of touch it in a general sense, but at the same time, too, he started with man. You know, he started with man first. He says, in our image, and when the Bible tells us in John chapter 4:24, it says, God is the spirit, and they worship him was worshiping the spirit of truth. Our God is strong, powerful, mighty, dominant. And there's no other God like him. Well, he made us in his image. Strong, powerful. No one like us. You know, he didn't make us. And then too, our God is sovereign. He goes on to say, after our likeness. Authoritative. You know, wise. All these things that man was created to be and is. But in the nature, But at the same time, we still have individual choices to make in the matter. He goes on for a little further. He says, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. See, when God made us, he made us to be like him. Strong. And that's why today when you see a lot of men, they're not strong. They may not be strong even in the sense of the physical, but also mental, even spirit. You know, we look at David and Joshua and some of the ones in the form of the Bible. It's so many different ways I won't even go into this, but let me finish this thought here. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he, him, male and female, created he, them. So I like the last part here, this part here in the middle. He says, in the image of God created he, him. He created him. Male and female created he, them. So, of course, we all still made his image. Now, the other verse I was looking at was Joshua chapter 1. Joshua. Brother Aaron, you got some background going on? Amen. Okay, Joshua 1. Okay, I like to bring this part here up. This was after the death of Moses and everything. And God's telling Joshua to rise up, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and thou and all his people, and into the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So here we see God is making an authoritative move by placing Joshua in the place that he had Moses. Now, in order for him to stay in the place of Moses, that means he had to be a man of God, have a relationship with God, connected with God, he had to be a follower of God. He had to follow God too. But he also had to be brave. Because actually, you know, well, I guess you could say just as much, because even though Moses had to lead millions of people at one time, but at the same time, you know, Joshua still had to lead them in war, which is kind of different. Because even though Moses was just trying to deal with this, just the simple fact of making them, moving them from transition from one place to another, Joshua also had to transition them but lead them into war. Now, that's a different aspect. When you talk about having to lead people into war and through war, you know, you see people in military basic training, sometimes they break down as soon as they get off the bus. I mean, they all up in their face, and the times can be real tough. But when you talk about actually making a man, he's able to handle. That's why a man has to be a man of God is made of integrity, or at least should be, because he ought to, because of the pressure of the opposition, the enemy is going to come. He needs to be able to withstand his pressure without being warped, without being changed, without breaking down. Very straight to the point with that, because a lot of times the enemy will try to break us down mentally first before he hit us with that striking blow to our heart. As men, he try and make you feel down, like you're not even worthy, you're not worth this and that. You have people saying stuff to try to tear you down. If they don't say the right, you know, if they don't say things over, so, you know, if certain men, especially if you say the right thing to a man, you know, or the wrong thing, but whatever it is, if that depends on how that man receives to take it, it can either make him or break him, destroy him. And this is why God want, you know, that's why he really. I love the way how God spoke to Joshua in this first chapter, really kind of getting him to really see that I'm calling you. I'm telling you, you know, what I want you to do. I'm giving you your mandate. He's getting it from God, and God is bringing it to him to where he is understanding that, don't make no mistake, I've called you. He says, in verse 3 says, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness of Lebanon unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. That was a pretty strong statement right there. No other man will be able to stand before you. See, when being a man of God, God is backing you up. But when you understand being a man of valor, that you're not standing on your own, you're not standing by yourself, but you're standing with God, that changes the whole game, because you're not trying to do it by yourself. But amen. So anyone need to call in who have a question or prayer, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the question box. Amen. So once again, you know, so being a man of God, being a man of valor, you know, truly is a strong statement. And as we see when God raised up Joshua, he really made sure that he understood, I'm giving you authority along with what I'm calling you to do. So because he's called us, he also has to take us through the process of being shaped and made to walk as a man. So amen. Would you go ahead and give us some feedback on that there? You know, I know it's a little bit much, but amen. Where are you at this time?
Amen. Yeah, I'm just hitting the point on what you said about, you know, you talked about people that was weak, wasn't strong, and I, you know, being in the security field, I've had been confronted a lot, and a lot of times I've seen so many men that was strong when it seemed like they had the victory, you know. But you can also, you know, to be a man of valor, you even got to be strong even when you don't see a win. Because, you know, you never, you know, if you know, when we think of the Bible, God says, you know, in the Bible says that greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. Meaning, you know, so sometimes you have to you have to live by your faith and not by what you see. That's a man of valor right there. You know, when it looks like everything is stacked up against you. But you still have the strength and the power to go on. Because remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's going to let you see it too. When everything is coming at you, and you seeing destruction and everything going on all around, and you still have to say, okay, God, I still believe and trust in you. One thing a man of valor will do, he's always going to stick to those things that he knows that brought him through. You know, he's a man of faith, and I'm saying that because, you know, I've been on both sides. I've been on both sides where I literally had my faith shaken, and me and Apostle talked about that a while back. You know. But I thank God that he has restored my faith. Amen. He's restored my faith so that I could tell other people that I see that's going through the same situation I've been through, and let them know, man of valor, you can stand through this. Amen.
Amen. I say, you know, the adversity is one of the number one things that will tell. Really show and tell where you are. like, for instance, like you said, about going through some things and have your face shaken. I remember years ago I had me a barbershop, and, you know, the barbershop was a Christian barbershop, and it was called Sanctified Cuts, Christian barbershop with a Christian atmosphere. So, in other words, I'm sorry, Christian barbershop with a Christian atmosphere. And so here's, for almost 2 years, we had this barbershop and everything, and we put everything we could have had, everything we had in it, you know. And so it was going along, and, well, anyway, long story short, just before it hit 2 years, we had to shut it down because it was taking so much more to run it than we was bringing in. So, but the thing was about it is, it was so many things happened in that time to where it really challenged me as a man, because here it is, first of all, being a provider. That was the first thing that I was called to do, and here it is, I was challenged at that to where I couldn't provide. And even then, to part of my faith, because here I put my faith and I put everything I believed in to, you know, trying to have this business, you know. And here it is, I'm, you know, believing God that, you know, God's given us this business, and here it is, we went ahead and go forth and have it. And but things didn't quite work out financially to where it was like, okay, what happened? Then even so, it challenged me on that level as well. Then too, and even, you know, it may be, you know, even to the point of, then even to the point of even humiliation. Because, you know, you put yourself out there, you spoke well, done a bunch of business and everything, and all of a sudden now you have to collect yourself after the discouragement, after the thing has happened to where, you know, was looking to be something great, but it didn't work out so great. And so now you find yourself back at square one again. And then not only that, well, here it is, you have to start over, because that what you had, you just don't have it anymore. So though it was a real test for me, because I could have gotten into a deep depressive funk and just realized, you know what, you know, being a man of God, but then having this disappointment happen, I could have gone under a rock and just hid there. But what I realized is, first of all, even though this way of providing didn't work out, I still had the responsibility of providing for my family. I'm not off the hook. Second of all, you know, even though this happened, guess what? You're not going to be first or last person something like this happened to. So I had to kind of begin to collect myself and realize we don't have time to sit there and put your head down and go into depression about it. We got to keep moving. That's one thing I've learned about being a man of valor. You know, being a man and being a man of valor, you know, you got to keep moving. Joshua experienced a loss. AI, that little place whipped them because of the Achan stealing their curse thing. But the thing is about it, he lived on. They lived on to go fight again. See, we're going to face opposition. We're going to have some victories. And guess what? We probably have some defeats. But the fact of the matter is that we get back up and keep on fighting, keep on going, keep pursuing as a man of valor. The Bible said a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. We are going to be challenged. You know, something's going to happen. It's going to leave us scratching our head. Like I said, Joshua was like, God, what? You told me, after what God told him, no man should be able to stand before him, but then they're losing to the smallest place, to the smallest nation, AI. What happened? But the fact of the matter is, we also have to face our fears. We also have to face ourselves as men of valor. Because, see, we can be our biggest critic. We can be our biggest problem that we have. Ourselves. You know, these are real life things that, as a man of valor, that could hinder us or stop us from becoming or being the best God's called us to be. Because if we don't deal with these real issues about ourselves, or real questions about ourselves, even in doubting from ourselves, if we don't deal with that, those things can come back and, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily haunt us, but it can come back and get us later on. And that during that time period of going through the loss of that business, it was felt probably like a part of us died along with it. But at the same time, it was joy, because the fact of the matter is that I did do it. You know, we did do it. You know, that's something that we wanted to do, and we did pursue. We went forth and did it. But then, you know, so even after that, I had to kind of bounce back and begin to, you know, find a job and begin to work from that point on. See, the thing was, I had to keep moving. As a man of valor, we have to be able to keep moving. Don't lose your momentum. You know, it is a momentum that we have especially as men, we have to gather that momentum and keep moving forward. You know, sometimes things that happen when we hit blows, or some things may trip us up or cause us to be blocked. But, you know, the, one of the biggest things we have to do is keep moving. It's like, you know, you've been on the football field, and I'm going to give it to you, but you remember on the football field, and what they did to, what did they tell you to do with your legs? Keep them chopping, keep the legs moving.
Keep
as long as you keep your legs moving, you keep your legs moving, you also, you know, there's also always can be a way of maneuver. Something can happen. But if you're not moving your legs, you're standing still, and then you can be pushed over.
That's
what happens in life, some men. You know, we lose momentum, we stop moving. And then
find
ourselves, you know, sitting on the couch, daydreaming about what could have been. Your facial hair growing out. You need a haircut. You stop washing after 2-3 days. Next thing you know, you go into a depressive funk. But because the man lost his purpose, he stopped moving. See, purpose keeps you moving.
That's right.
As a man of valor, it's important for us to keep our purpose. If we remember our purpose will keep us moving. It won't, you know, we won't be so quick to let our legs stop moving or lose our footing. We'll keep moving because we understand as long as we keep moving, God can do something. But the minute we start moving, God can't do more until He can't do no more until we start moving again.
That's
so,
right.
Amen.
You know, apostles, a lot of things that you said right there that really sparked the flame in me. When you was talking about your barbershop, and you say when it went down. The thing that you said, well, you know, I'm not the first, and I'm pretty sure I won't be the last. You know, you know, perception is the key. It's also how you perceive different things. If you had the woe is me attitude, and oh man, that stuff like that is what destroys people. That's why the Bible says, stay your mind on those things that is righteous and just and good and lovely. You know, even when you're going through the turmoil, because one thing that the enemy is going to do, being that we're talking about being men of valor, is he's always going to attack the head. That's like at every church, you know. The enemy is going to attack the apostle. He's going to attack the pastor because if he attacks the man of God at the church, then the church is going to fall. And if he attacks the men of the house, then the house is going to fall. You know, if you cut off the head, the body will die. You know. But that's why us as men, we have to keep going. And in order to keep going, sometimes the worst things can happen, but how you perceive it, you know, and how you say, you know what, I know God's gotten greater for me. God, I know you still got me. I've speaking of football, my first year playing football, I've always been a big guy, so I was too big to play with the children my age. So I had to play with the league, the teams that was older than my generation. And one day, the coach had me and another guy who was a veteran, having playing football for quite some time, to go in this little competition thing they call Oklahoma. That's when one guy's running the ball and the other guy's supposed to tackle. Well, the guy that I was going against, he was running the ball and I was supposed to have tackled him. And so we land on our back, and the coach blew the whistle, and we both got up at the same time, and both of us started running, but I stopped running and I broke down to try to tackle him, and when he hit me. Oh, my goodness. This guy knocked my helmet off, my hip pad out, my shoulder pad off over my head, and I'm hanging on. I'm wearing my shoulder pads like a purse on one arm. I mean, I look like a train wreck. I literally look like a train wreck. And, wow. You know, I, you know, got redressed. You know, I put everything back on. And I waited for a while, and I said, hey, coach, I want to go again, you know, because that just didn't set with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coach is like, what, are you crazy, son? And, you know, because I knew in my soul that I was better than that.
Right.
And my coach right. told me what my problem was, what I did wrong. He was like, right. son, you got up good. You started out running, but then you stopped running, and you broke down. You lost your momentum. When trials of life happen, we may go down, but we have to get back up. We have to find that momentum. To keep going.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. Well, see, you know, the awesome thing is I also, too, did Oklahoma. And I also, too, had an experience. Yeah. What happened was I was in Oklahoma as well. They had the guy blocking. I was a defender. Had the guy blocking in front of me. And then after him was the running back. Okay, they started, blew the whistle. I kind of pushed the guy off, did good, and I did the next thing, the unthinkable thing. I stood up. I didn't get down. That running back was a shorter guy. He came and cleaned my clock, dusted me off, shined me up, polished me to the side. Bam! And I realized the coach said, son, you stood up. You should have got down.
Mm-hmm.
As men, if we, as a men of valor, if we don't learn how to get down and humble ourselves, first of all, and pray, the Bible says men ought to pray and not faint. See, because I didn't humble myself, I stood up. See, remember, the Bible says knowledge puffs up, causes men to puff up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sometimes we think, you know, we got it. And as a man of valor, we can't think we got it. We got to know God's got it. See, when the minute we think we got it, we done lost. I stood up, and I got ran over. See, and that was a very key thing I learned that, you know, the thing was, like I said, I didn't get a chance to make it up right then. But what happened again was we did a little scrimmage a little bit, and what happened was I had him one-on-one. The same guy who ran me over, and this time I got low, and I popped him pretty good. Not to cause him to fumble the ball. I got my chance back on the field with him. But the thing was, like I said, I remember the key thing was I stayed low. See, when we stay low with God, we stay humble with God, he will exalt us in due season. As men of valor, keep it in our mind, our hearts, and knowing that we cannot be puffed up. Just because we're men, God made us a stronger vessel, is not saying as indominus to a woman. But he made us to dominate, you know, and to be the head, to be the one who carry out the plan. You know, once again, when Eve ate, nothing happened. But when Adam ate, the world changed. See, this is why we have to keep in mind as men of valor, our stance in life is very important. It can literally change the world. And it has changed the world. Because the less men stepping up to be men of valor, that's why the world is going soft in a lot of different areas. Some different things have happened or not happened. The standards has been dropped because, you know, God, he set the standard. And we didn't step up to the plate and make sure the standard was kept. But yet we expect the women to do it, then that's not a man of valor. We have to get back in our place and hold our place. We have to get back in the game, stay low, and keep our legs moving to keep our momentum going forward. When things happen, discouragements in life, there's no time for us to stop moving. There's no time for us to lift up or get puffed up in our own stuff, think that we're good enough to do by ourselves. The minute we think we're good enough to do by ourselves, we get clogged. Our clock get cleaned. We get knocked down by life because we can't do it without God. See, being a man of valor, the key aspect is having that relationship with God. The key aspect. Because without that relationship with God, there's no navigation, there's no guidance, there's no instruction. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, we have to, it goes right back to God. you know, as far as him. If we can't get it right with God, then we can't be effective man of God, the man of Allah. It's gonna be hard to do it. We can't do it because we cannot forget the one who made us and who's keeping us too. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
And then, so that was a very interesting moment there. That Oklahoma taught us a few things there. I see, you know,
sure.
It was something. It was definitely something. I mean, and that, but then too, it caused us to be. But you notice though, we didn't give up after we got knocked down. We got back in the ring. We kept on going. Now I didn't get my second chance at it right then and there, but I got him later on in the field. That meant I stayed in the race. I didn't give
Amen.
Up on him quick.
Amen.
And see, that's the thing. And see, that's the kind of stuff that makes a man truly a man of valor, because you able to take a hit, but you also able to get up and keep going.
Yes, sir.
Something you said a little earlier that sparked my attention. I mean, let me go a little further on Joshua. Verse 5 says, "There should not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you." Okay, and I will not, he said, God, and this is God, I love this when he says, he said, "I will not fail thee." I will not fail you, Brother Aaron. I will not fail you, Apostle Marcus. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. So even in your darkest time, he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be with you, like how he was with the Hebrew boys. He didn't say I'm going to deliver you from the fire. I'm going to prevent you from going in the fire. He said I will be with you. He was with them in the fire. The king said, "I thought I threw three men in. Did we throw three men in bound?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Yes." But why did I say four? Free. See, he's with us in the fire. And then he goes on to say, verse 5, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide and for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers." He said, "Only be strong and very courageous." So truly, he's stressing the fact of being strong and courageous, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it. See, this is nothing to stay in the path as a man of valor. Stay in the path. He says, turn not from it to the left or the right, that thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thou doest. We have to keep our eyes on him. See, Peter was walking on the water, and he took his eyes off Jesus. Then he began to look at the waves and the winds and the waters. The waves. He began to look at that stuff, and looking back, that's when he began to sink. So we, even as men of valor, have to stay on focus, stay on points, stay focused, because there will be all kinds of distractions, all kinds of things are going to try to come pull us out of the way. Think about it. Look, you see a lot of men, a lot of preachers, a lot of good men and women of God, who are a lot of men of God who's out there. The enemy's always trying to get them to fall. But like you said earlier, if you can attack the head, get the head to fall, the body will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, then even that's conditional. Because even if he falls, if the body responds quick enough and good enough, They can hold the head up.
Amen.
They can hold the head up and cause there to be a quicker recovery.
Amen.
If they pray, if they stand, if they hold them up.
That's right.
So
that's right.
All these things, see, it's not just, see, this, that's where the accountability comes in. You know, responsibility of being our brother and sister keep, you know, we hold each other up. And that's very important. Okay, I want to just look at this one verse. You mentioned this a little earlier. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 5 says, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." He says, "Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, as a man of valor, we have to know how the anxiety may try to come. But we can't allow it to consume us to where we be anxious for nothing. You know, when we get worried and stressed out because certain things didn't happen the way we expected or we planned to. And this is where, you know, we have to be brave. Because sometimes plans might change or things may not work the way we had planned. But do we give up? Do we throw in the towel? Do we quit? No. I mean, because my plan was to have that barbershop going, to have some other ones and do great plans. Now the part that I allowed my license to expire. I got discouraged. I mean, I just was like threw it away. But I worked too hard, and I realized I worked so hard to get that. But because what happened, I just kind of lost. Even though I kept moving in different direction, but I didn't keep up with as far as keeping my license together. That's one thing I wish I would have done. But nevertheless, you know, I came into my true passion anyway. But you know, at the same time, just for the sake of accomplishment, still keeping that license up. But the thing is about it is we look and learn, and when we take time to assess our battles and really look at it and say, man, now what happened here? How did I mess up? How could I learn some things to do better next time? If we don't take time to do that, as a man of valor, we will keep making the same mistakes. We find ourselves in going through the same old cycles of defeat. Because if Joshua didn't learn from what happened with the AI, God told him, stop, take an interview, talk to everyone, find out what really happened. Then in the midst of the interviewing, that's when he found out that Achan took the accursed thing. See, if we don't take time to assess ourselves as men of valor, we'll find ourselves in vicious cycles and we will never accomplish all that God wants us to accomplish. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Amen.
Amen. that is so true. That's one thing when I was, you know, teaching my son martial arts, and, you know, one of the things that I would always tell him, you know, while you're in the fight, you got to see different things in the fight. You can't wait till you get to the corner and let somebody else call out what they saw, but you got to be able to see the things that you saw, whether if your opponent is right-handed or left-handed, how is he attacking you? Is he swinging wild? You know, and it's the same way in life, period. As we going through these dark times, we have to see how we are being attacked. And sometimes we have to step back and reset. And when you step back and reset, you're seeing, okay, I just got hit this way. I got to do something different. I got to move this way, you know, because without making that plan, there's an old cliche that goes, a man that failed a plan plans to fail.
Amen. That's a good one.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And, wow. You know, so when you're thinking about that, you know, when you're thinking about stuff like that, and notice that, you know, everything that you as the head of your house or whatever that you are the leader of, being a man of valor, everything that affects you is going to affect the people that's
yes.
with you or under you. You
yes.
know, Apostle, you said something powerful earlier. And you know, if you attack the head, and it, but if the back is strong enough, you know, that's where we as leaders under our leader
mm-hmm.
come into play.
Yeah.
When you talk about the household, that's where the women of valor, because
mm-hmm.
valor don't only goes for men. There are also, I've seen some really brave and strong women out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
one thing about they they say that behind every good man is a great woman, you know. When she stands up, she has to stand up for her husband. It's like, you know, we have to stand up for our leader when our leader comes, you know, if something should happen to our leader. Just being, knowing how and being courageous and brave enough to stand when everything else looks like it's falling down. And if we stand up, we can hold up the walls so that the whole thing won't be destroyed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We definitely, amen. That's definitely so. And that's why it's very important to, well, before we go further, if there's anyone to call, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. But yes, but as we, like you said, how important that is, it's very important for us to continue to stand together and be unified, especially when challenges come against to the body, the leader, you know. That's why holding them up in prayer is so important today. Holding your leader up in prayer, because a lot of times they deal with stuff so much. They deal with things, well, deal with some of your stuff. You know, each of, you know, the leader, the members' things, or whoever they're protecting, covering their stuff as well as their own. And, you know, and being strong is hard like this too, because the enemy is always trying to plot or plan a way to try and get to that man or woman, you know, man of valor. So this is why we have to be strong in not only spirit but also in mind too, because it can be overwhelming sometimes. You let it get to you like that. This is where too over the last couple of years, there have been an increased number of preachers killing themselves. And the Lord said to me, he gave me earlier, he said, and matter of fact, that scripture is 1 Peter chapter 5. This is what he showed me. He told me this here. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. He says, we can go to verse 5 and read up to that point. Verse 5 says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Okay, that's the key point here, being clothed with humility. Okay, for God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, this is what he showed me. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. Sometimes as leaders, preachers, we tend to, in the midst of, let me say this, as men of valor, we can still get caught up on helping everyone till we forget about helping ourselves. And then at the same time, too, we're so used to helping other people go through that we forget to cast our cares upon the Lord. You know, even their cares, we need to cast them to the Lord, because when we're going through, when someone is pouring out their life unto you about what they're going through, sometimes if we're not careful as leaders, we can absorb some of that. We can absorb a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, we even find ourselves trying to carry so much because we're trying to help people. But at the same time, we're not releasing it as we go. That is the time, too, to cast your cares to the Lord. Even the cares that you gain, or, you know, that you've gotten from other people, whatever case may be. So what I'm saying is we tend to take so much weight from helping people that we overload ourselves and can't take it. And we need to know how to say, first of all, know how to say when. Know when to say, you know what, that battle's not mine. And another thing, know how to cast your cares to the Lord. Okay, Lord, this is what's bothering me. This situation is so-and-so. I'm giving it to you. I can't fix it, Lord. I'm trusting you. You know, the way we approach our situations will tell a lot about how we handle it and what happens. And in these cases, if we don't learn how to cast our cares to the Lord, we'll find ourselves being a burden bearer, which we were never supposed to be.
and it puts us out of place. Jesus is the burden bearer, not you and me. We help lead them, guide them. Then even the Bible tells us help, we're supposed to help bear each other's burden, but we're not the burden bearer to, you know, to take all the weight. You know, so we help them as they help bear them. We help unload them, but then we also give it to God. So we can't get so caught up on trying to help others till we end up hurting ourselves. You know, as far as carrying ourselves as a man of valor, we want to, you know, our heart is to help everyone in the world. Our heart is to be of help for everybody, but we have to know when to say when, and when okay, that battle's not mine. When that's not your assignment. We have to know when to make those determinations, well, those clear situations to know exactly where we stand. Because, you know, God is going to help us. But at the same time, we have to be careful and make sure we help ourselves and not overdo it, trying to be more than we should be in the earth. So, amen. So, but, amen. Do you have anything else you'd like to say in our closing?
Oh, well, definitely, Apostle, you definitely said a mouthful there. Because I have been in a situation where I have literally poured out my soul trying to help others, trying to be that man of valor. But, you know, wisdom is a key factor when it comes to being a man of valor. We have to remember that we are men, you know, of valor, but we are men and not God, you know. And when you try to take up God's position, I've helping others, I found myself in a state of mind where I became dangerously bitter, you know, bitter to the point where, you know, I'm like, you know, why even? Because, you know, people will let you down. You know, no matter how hard you try, others will let you down. I found myself helping others, and, you know, I literally felt that, you know, and they've even showed me that they never really appreciated the things that I did for them, but I was there. I gave my blood, sweat, and tears. So we have to know how to pray and give our problems, our cares to God. That's why something that God has spoke to me in a dream. And in my dream, there was something going on. I don't remember what it was, but I saw myself in a situation, and I had a white towel in my hand, and I started crying. I cried so vehemently, so hard that the towel became drenched with my tears. And as I was praying, I was asking God, what shall I do? What must I do? Lord, what can I do? Lord, what do I need to do? And I heard this voice so soft and sweet, but it was just like we're talking right now. He said, all you need to do is give me all your tears, give me all your cares, give me everything, all your situations, everything that bothers you, just give them to me and rejoice. And rejoice. You know, when you give your problems to God and you rejoice, knowing that, Lord, I know that you are able to take care of it all. You know, to be a man of valor, you have to submit. Like Apostle said earlier, you know, submit yourself one to another. The people of the world, they feel like to submit is to be weak. But it's not. Being submissive is not being weak. But that's you giving up strength to become even stronger. There's only so much that I could do by myself, but when I submit to someone else and someone else submit to me, now we are two people that you know, how can two walk together unless they agree? Now we got two people working for the same cause. How much greater would I be with that other person standing beside me and working with me? Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's why I said two are better than one. So that's true. And in the close, I'm going to read these last scriptures here. He says, Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God,
Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, you know, when we begin to walk in as a man of valor, we really walk in that thing, it's a place of peace that we will have because we're walking in His purpose, His plan for our life. It makes a big difference. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. See, as a man of valor, the way we think plays a big part in how we become and who we become. Because if we don't think right, it's not going to come out right. Amen. And those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. So as we see here how important it is for the way our thinking pattern as a man has to change. As a man of valor, you know, we have to have a good, healthy thinking pattern, think of ourselves the right way. Let me say this. A man could abuse a woman because of the way his thinking is, his mindset. And not even always physical, but it could be just verbally. Because of his mindset, he has some personal feelings about himself. So he's not happy. So he began to attack the closest one he loved. See, we have to understand that once again, the women are the thermometers in the house, but the men are the thermostats. She could be in a mood, and she could tell you, she might be in the mood, but we have the power to change the whole atmosphere. That's why being a man of valor, we cannot be selfish. We have to think there's more to our life than just about us. You know, we have to think for those who have families, what's your family? But then for those who are single, you know, we have our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know. So being a man of valor is a big, they said, is a great power, but because great responsibility, and that's why we have to be responsible, because we have the power to make the difference in the world. So God bless you all tonight. Amen. Thank you, Brother Aaron, for once again an awesome time, and even exploring the word together, as far as even giving insight and receiving insight about being a man of valor. And very good points, and truly enjoyed ourselves. Do you have anything closing? Amen.
Yes, about what you just said, Apostle, and that's a great word. There's a reason why God pulled Eve out of the rib of Adam.
Yes.
Because she's supposed to walk beside him, not behind him, nor be under him. Your wife is God's greatest gift to man.
Mm-hmm.
Because without her to carry our seed and to bring forth our generations that has come through, we would all be gone without her. You know, women is God's greatest gift to man. That's how I feel about
it. True.
Because when Adam was lonely. And
mm-hmm.
God said, we must give him a helpmeet. Amen. So that gift that God has given me, we are supposed to take care of her. And like what you said, Apostle, a man treat his wife how he truly feels about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So once again, thank you for that. Amen. We praise God for that. And I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Next time we get to come back on and do something together. Amen. Hopefully, it'll be very soon as the Lord give us the next assignment. But in the meantime, we thank God for each and everyone who's on tonight. God bless you all. We thank God for each and everyone. Definitely come visit us at Eagles Wings International Ministries. We're a church with and without walls. And then Sunday services at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 843-619-0410. And Tuesday night Bible study, the same number, 843-619-0410. And then, definitely we will see you back here again on next Sunday. And for anyone who desires to sow seed, amen, you're welcome to go to PayPal. Our email address is eagleswings, I-M, eagleswings@yahoo.com, eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. So once again, God bless you all. Thank you for each and every one, and continue, may God continue to bless each one. Everyone, we'll see you again. Have a good night. Amen. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.